I'd like to call this meeting to order. The requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have a roll call, please.
Jones.
Here.
Torres.
Here.
McDonald.
Here.
Connery.
Here.
Hagan.
Here.
Thompson.
Yes.
No minutes yet. We have correspondence, four items of correspondence.
Make a motion to receive and file the correspondence.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on any of the correspondence?
What do you want to do about that?
Which one?
What dam?
Dawson is here to answer any questions you have regarding the correspondence about the dam.
Okay. Then we'll receive and file them, and we'll let them take the floor, if that's okay.
Sure. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Tell us everything you know, Dawson.
I'll try.
Okay.
I just want to give you a little update as to where we are with the dam. As you know, years ago, there had been an effort to attempt to decommission the dam.
Correct.
That fell short, and because that process did not continue, the borough was then required to do its annual inspection, its operation and maintenance plan, and emergency action plan as required for a Class 2 dam. We're just wrapping up that process now. That correspondence that you have is related to our submission of the inspection report, the inspection that I completed, as well as the status of some other items that are required, the hydraulic analysis, the inundation mapping, and those items have just been submitted to DEP for their approval and comment. So moving forward, if the borough were not to move forward and decommission or remove the dam or the spillway, it is then obviously required to maintain and upkeep the dam for as long as it stays active and it's classified as a dam. The inspection report outlines some minor maintenance items that need to be taken care of. If you've taken a look at the correspondence, the dam was classified as poor condition. I will note that the DEP's condition ratings are somewhat very conservative, so that poor rating is not necessarily indicative of the overall structural condition of the dam itself. While it does have some minor issues that need to be addressed, structurally the dam is sound. The other contributing factors to that poor rating were really the inundation mapping and some of the analysis that went along with the inspection report. And now that that's been submitting, they may actually revise the condition rating of the dam accordingly. So, go ahead.
If they do revise it, does that revise this schedule that they have here?
No, generally it won't. Because realistically, we're already behind schedule in terms of completing the annual inspections, and we were able to really keep the DEP at bay for a while because while we're going through the decision-making process of whether to continue with the decommissioning or go through this process now that we've just gone through. So they've been very lenient with us in terms of allowing us the time to go through this process. Now it's very important that we just stay on their schedule. Because, as you're well aware, if we don't, we could be subject to fines and other issues. So that is, that's really the status. I'm not sure if anybody else has any more questions.
Yeah, in your letter, they're talking about a hydrological and a hydraulic study?
That has just been submitted.
I thought we submitted that earlier. That was part of phase two. That's for the downstream effect of taking the dam out, right?
Yes, but this is a little bit different. This is related to the current condition of the dam. So what was done previously, I believe, was related to the impacts of potentially removing the dam. And I don't know if that was actually ever done, completed in its entirety. Because that analysis, that detailed analysis to remove the dam, is very involved and costly. And I don't know if that ever got that far. I think the intent was to go through that process. And then once the funding wasn't available to carry through that process, because I believe it was estimated to be a $50,000 or $75,000 effort to get through that process.
I thought that was already done, and it was tearing it down, which was going to cost the money.
No.
No, because remember we had options. And one of them was to tear it down. Yeah, right, so.
Yeah, I don't think
the study was done, the impact study for downstream was already done.
I don't believe so. I'll go back through my records and check.
I can go back and check, too, but no, it wasn't done. Remember when I brought Dawson's proposal?
I'm talking about before this engineering firm.
Right.
No, I know what you're talking about.
I'm talking many moons ago.
And if that was done, depending on how long ago it was done, it would then be required to be redone. I mean, if it was done that long ago. So realistically, what we've done is we've met with the DEP, and they allowed us to do an abbreviated analysis for the purposes of our efforts, which was far less involved and costly than if we were to go through a full hydraulic and inundation study, which was described in the efforts that the prior municipal engineer was describing. And trying to get funding.
But you said that study's completed now, right?
That study's been just recently submitted to NJDEP, correct.
Your recommendation, keep it or get rid of it?
Well, I mean, we could probably do a quick economic analysis to say, here's the cost going forward of maintaining it and keeping it,
right.
And that would include your forces, the DPW folks' time, and cleaning it out every couple weeks, and doing the structural repairs that are required, even as minimal as they are, and what that cost is over time versus the cost to actually take it out. I've identified some potential funding sources for the decommissioning through the National Resource Conservation Service. I've reached out to them. I have not heard back yet. Once I do, I think I can report back through Christine to the council as to if there's assistance or grant monies available and what that would entail.
So earlier you had said basically that fundamentally the bridge is sound.
Well, no, there's two pieces. Just to explain it, it's a bit of a convoluted situation.
Mm-hmm.
The borough owns the spillway, for lack of a better term, the dam, and the outlet piping that goes underneath the roadway.
Mm-hmm.
The county, it's a county roadway and a county bridge, which is adjacent to it, and that's what the roadway goes, so that's the structure. The county owns that piece, and it's all within Washington Township in another community. So it is a bit of a confused situation, so to speak.
But because of that, maybe that's we could use to our advantage and have funding sources from those other two government bodies as well, maybe.
We can certainly open up any avenue in discussion.
Yeah.
I think we've tried that in the past.
Yeah, but hey, listen, they could have new governments over there now, different opinions, or the situation's changed. Doesn't hurt to ask again.
Yeah.
So realistically speaking, the function of the original intent of the dam no longer exists. It was to divert water through the mill. The mill's no longer working and in use, so really the function of the dam is really no longer necessary. But because it is a dam and it's on the record and it's a Class II dam, there's a process that needs to be gone through, an environmental process, a hydraulic analysis, to make sure that by removing the dam or the spillway, that won't adversely impact the environment, the fish, the habitat, and as well as the folks downstream. So that is really what the effort would be to get the approval to remove the structure.
I would like to see that information as far as what the removal costs would be projected, mm-hmm. and your projected costs for fixing it and maintaining it 10 years down the road or whatever.
Sure.
So we can get a comparison on it.
Okay. We'll certainly do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to bring something else up on that correspondence.
Sure.
The handicap parking space.
Yes, I'm going to do that. We have to do that by ordinance if council would like to remove that parking space.
Do we know why it was put there in the first place?
There was a person handicapped living at that space.
Years back, okay.
There has since been a transfer of ownership of the building.
Okay.
That's going to be done by ordinance.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you recall, but when we had sent over our committee's report over to the Streets Committee, some of those we had recommended to be removed. I think this was one of them. There was like three others that are currently not in use. That, so if we're going to do one ordinance, it's a good idea maybe to put them all together. Right.
Okay, everybody's okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's one thing for you, Liz. Okay, anything else on the correspondence? Okay, at this point I'll open up the audience portion for remarks, petition, statement, and testimony from guests. Mrs. Klimko, you know the drill.
I know the drill. Robin Klimko, 35 West Marble Street, Washington. I'm just here for an update on our sewer project.
On our sewer plant?
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for an update, too.
You know, you haven't heard from the sewer engineer since the last meeting when you were supposed to hear from him?
No. Have you?
Not.
Can we contact him, like...
Repeatedly?
Tomorrow?
So this has been, like, a month and a half?
A month and a half.
And he said we'd have the next day.
Yep. Next council meeting? We should have that report. Before the next council meeting.
That's all I want to know, if we heard anything. Quick and easy.
Thank you.
Okay.
It'll be done. Before December.
How about before June?
That'd be nice to know.
Yeah.
Hey, anyone else?
New business?
Audience portion.
Again, Francis Wheeler, 67 North Jackson Avenue. I made a timeline. I don't know if anybody cares to have a copy. Do you want to follow along? I only have six, so you can look the other.
Mm-hmm. Do you
like
that
one? I would, please.
Okay, I'll share with you, attorney.
Okay. I may interject with some additional details. I didn't want to make it too lengthy on here. If you remember, I was in here regarding receiving the no parking snow removal ticket, which I received on January 22nd from Patrolman Smith. Then on February 6th, well, prior to that, came to the council meeting, addressed the situation. Prior to that, I received a confirmation letter from the municipal tax assessor confirming my survey, stating I own the roadway, that is my lot line, goes out to the roadway where I was parked. On February 6th, received the borough manager confirmation letter stating that my lot line extends into the roadway, According to the letter, a copy was sent to the Washington Township Police Department for clarification as well. On February 10th, I came before the prosecutor in the municipal court with a copy of my survey as well as a confirmation letter from the municipal tax assessor and the borough manager. The no parking snow removal ticket was dismissed in this court of law. A copy of my dismissal is attached. Top right-hand corner finding number 3 means my ticket was dismissed. 3 days later, another snowstorm. Code enforcement officer Rudy Becerra gets out of a DPW plow truck, taking pictures of my car, writing down my license plate number, and he had already done the same with my neighbors, the Diakonis. I happened to know the truck was there because I wait for the plow truck to come down, which they have done for 10 years that I've lived there. They start up at the Diakonis side, which is the...
What's their address?
I think they're 77.
Okay.
The DPW truck starts at the Mike's Auto Body side of the hill, comes down the hill, plows the borough side of North Jackson Avenue, continues towards Washington Collision Center, makes a left, and goes back to 31. That's what I've always seen, so I listen for the plow to see if they've come by so that I can clean my side of the road after they're done. Well, I happen to see that he got out of this DPW plow truck, and in spite of my efforts to explain my dismissal in court and show him my legal documents, he insisted that I would still be ticketed. Also on this date, Deputy Chief Tom Cicerel advised me that after this confrontation, Sergeant Wolf informed Code Enforcement Officer Rudy Becerra of the confirmation letter sent by the borough manager. He also advised me that Mr. Becerra could possibly still mail me a ticket, and he told me that he would still ticket me.
Have you received that ticket as of this day?
I haven't checked my mail today.
Okay. But you haven't received it as of your last checking of the mail?
Correct. So, the next day after this confrontation was the first day in 10 years that I have seen that the borough side of North Jackson Avenue remained unplowed. And I think it melted today, but...
They were actually out there Saturday doing North Jackson. The letters you received are confirmation that your lot line exceeds your property into North Jackson. However, that street is still a public right-of-way.
Now, first of all, we have legal documents. I have title deed and survey that the borough already made it plain that they were giving us the right to park there. I mean, do you think I would even purchase a home if I thought I was going to be ticketed every time it snowed? I don't think so. I have legal documents. First of all, I would like to know if I am being mailed a ticket from him. Well, I would like to find out. He has some kind of code enforcement book. I want to know if my name and license plate is in there, if I am going to be receiving a ticket.
Mr. Becerra, would you like to respond to that at this time?
I'm unable to write any additional tickets as I don't have any books available.
Okay.
You took pictures of my car and said you were writing down my license plate number?
Yes.
So is that going to result in a ticket?
Could.
It still could?
It could.
Okay, I would like that to be written down in the minutes, and can I get a copy of the minutes, please?
Sure.
So, it should be a yes or a no. What do you mean could? Yes or no?
It depends upon the outcome, what the borough manager finds out from our planning board attorney.
You know what? If these legal documents that I have for 10 years are either going to be reneged, changed, modified, or in question, it will be done legally. It will not be done out on the street. They're going to just give us tickets and come by with methods of intimidation, okay? That's not how it's done. It will be done legally. It will be done in an office Letters will be sent, and if need be, lawyers will be present. This is not the way it's to be handled. And I'm really disgusted. I am totally disgusted. That's not the way this should be handled. I have owned this home and the right to park there for 10 years. Now, notice the timeline. When I got the confirmation letter, it was good, said from the borough manager. First of all, it was good enough for the police, according to Deputy Chief Tom Cicerell. He said they put it up on their board and made a note of it. Now, it's good enough for the police department. It was good enough for the lawyers that took care of this prior to 10 years ago, because this was the agreement with the homeowners before I bought the home. So it's been good enough for what, 15, 20 years? I don't know. Now, I don't understand what is going on here.
Well, I think if you have some kind of documentation that wasn't provided to me earlier, then we need copies of that.
Like, I will repeat myself. If you are in question of these legal documents, it will be done legally.
Nobody's questioning your documents.
Okay, well, then maybe, Judy, we should write a letter asking for the documents.
Well, let me... I gave you a copy of my survey. I own the
lot
line.
All that does is confirm the lot line expense into the road. Well,
then,
ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Let Mrs. Copen
legally
address this.
If I understand the situation correctly, your vehicle was parked on the roadway in a spot where you're allowed to park, but it was on the roadway in front of your property, correct?
Correct.
I don't question at all that you have a deed that gives you ownership of the property, probably to the middle of the roadway. However, there is a municipal easement for the road right-of-way that does give the borough the right to clear if there is plowing that's necessary on the roadway, and if there was a violation that was issued. I can't speak to what happened in municipal
court. They don't plow private property.
You're misunderstanding.
No.
There is
they do not
a
plow
right
private
way.
Property.
There is a right
do
of
they? Well, answer my question.
Excuse me, can I complete my...
Well, this is interjecting into your statement. Do they plow private property?
Yes, they plow private private property if it is a municipal easement that is on a municipal roadway.
Where is this written down?
It's most likely in your deed as an easement, or else it's in...
it should be right on your survey.
Yeah.
Well, this needs to be done dealt with legally. They're not
it has
just,
been dealt with
they're
legally.
They're not
going to
just start ticketing us. Well, I was dismissed in a court of law. Okay, so this code enforcement comes a week after the confirmation letter, which is good enough for the court and the police department.
Yes, I can't speak to what happened in municipal court because I wasn't there. I am assuming that any further activity was done pursuant to a municipal ordinance that requires that vehicles be moved within certain hours of a snow event.
This is the first time in 10 years. It needs to be dealt with properly. Okay? You know, as a lawyer, you know there is such thing as contractual law. And there is also such thing as implied law, okay? That will stand up in court as well, okay? For 10 years, this borough has implied that we have the right to park there, even during snow removal, without being ticketed. Now, you want to fight that in court? We'll fight it in court.
But, friend, this has all happened just because the plow guys tried to get down the street. And I guess you and some other people will just park there.
There's no impediment. There hasn't been an impediment for 10 years. They go down the borough side of the road. Then we clean our side of the road. It's never been
obviously,
an issue.
There must have been some sort of problem that they had that they couldn't get around so that, you know, and so this just kind of escalated, you know, and it didn't have, so
it doesn't have to escalate anymore is my point.
Who said that there was an issue with the cars? Nobody asked me to even remove my car.
It's common sense, though. It snows.
You
should try to clear if you see the flash truck.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay.
This is killing me. My name is Rebecca Ryder. This is my husband, Ron Ryder. We are her neighbor. We are at 65 North Jackson Avenue. I also brought my survey this evening. It does indicate that we basically own our parking spot, that it's our driveway, the portion of the road in front of our house is given to us in the survey to function as our driveway. So ultimately, we feel as though we're being ticketed for parking in our own driveway. And the other reality is, you know, we have no problem cooperating. We don't mean to impede the cleanup crews in any way. We appreciate the job that they do. The reality is, we're in North Jackson. I don't know if you're familiar with the street. We're out there on 31. We are nowhere near the center of town. I am nowhere near a municipal.
Doesn't matter.
There is nowhere for me.
We've never even been informed of that.
The idea is this. If there's an emergency situation, say down your street, okay, and there's snow, and an emergency vehicle has to go down that street, they can't because of the snow.
No, they'll
slide or whatever.
No, there's
going to be a problem. So they want to make sure the roads are clear.
Absolutely.
For safety, you know,
absolutely,
importance. And so
we
that's the primary
never,
importance of
our road. Cars being parked in front of our home has never impeded or blocked the plow trucks from coming down. We have lived at our address for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
They have always come down where they were able to. We've never blocked that function. They were always able to
well,
do
I'm not
that.
Saying that you blocked it. I'm saying that
but I'm
for
saying
some
we
reason,
fit.
You know, they
fit parked at our home and
trouble,
the plow
really.
Truck fits coming through. And it's never been a safety issue. We have never complained about the job that they have done. Like I said, we appreciate the job that they have done. We ourselves have 3 young kids. We recently became a foster family. We have a little girl in our care who's a type 1 insulin-dependent diabetic. You cannot expect me to move my car to a municipal lot that, you know, the sidewalks on the highway, they're not shoveled. I cannot take my kids to school in the morning walking out my front door, down around the piles of snow over my head, and walk down the highway under the train tracks with the graffiti and the broken glass and the snow that's not removed, cross over the 4-way intersection at 31, and make it to the lot that you were telling me to move my car to. You're asking
you
us to do
anywhere,
something,
no one...
but you're asking us to do something that's not possible. There is nowhere else to put my car. I do not have a driveway. I do not have anywhere suitable to move my car to comply with your ordinance, as well as it's my property. It's my driveway. It's my parking spot. I understand that you would have a right-of-way to maintain the road, but I don't understand why your right-of-way would take away my right to my own property. Of course you can be there to maintain it. I'm not stopping you from maintaining it by parking there.
It only takes them less than an hour to plow the whole street. I mean, probably 15
minutes.
But, sir,
my husband works. I'm supposed to leave my children where while I move my car where to walk back and who...
If there's a
snow
emergency, what happens is, the situation is, it's posted on the internet, okay? The manager declares a state of emergency anytime it snows a certain number of inches. I forget exactly what the ordinance says. But
that's
just comply. Everyone's trying to comply with what has to be done. And the idea is just to maintain that so people can get down and put emergency vehicles. So you can park
it. They can maintain it while I'm parked there. I'm not stopping them from maintaining
it. Anywhere, though, for that few minutes. That's
there, no, sir, there is nowhere to park my car. There is, you know what, in fact, the very first storm that we were all ticketed for,
if I can interrupt you just
spent the night at the hospital.
Mr. Higgins, did I hear that you have a suggestion?
I think I do.
Okay. Let's listen to that and see if it's
prudent.
Let's do it like the city does. Alternate street, alternate side of the street parking.
That little strip of land is not suitable for all of the neighbors to...
If you listen to what I'm saying, you park out in front of your house, right? Snow plow comes down, boom. The next day, you got to park where they plow, and then they come down that down in front of your place and plow there.
But what
alternate
I'm saying...
side of the street
sure,
parking.
Sure, that's a decent suggestion. There's not enough room. There's how many of us on the street? There's... Eight different houses, and there is one home that doesn't have a car, but the other cars have multiple cars.
Well, their family members have
their
car.
Well, but right, we cannot all fit that little strip of land.
But some have driveways.
In the beginning,
too, right?
I was trying to pull up onto that land to clear the road for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what it looks like now? I have pictures.
Yeah,
I'm documenting.
I don't have a place to put it. Mine looks just as bad.
Right. But I mean, I can no longer pull up on that strip of land to try to get off the road for you. I own my parking spot. I own my driveway. Why am I being punished for parking at my house in my driveway? You're nickeling and diming your community with a snow ordinance that never existed, and for us,
never
a problem.
But it's the whole point is the emergency vehicles might have a problem to get down. That's what everyone's forgetting.
They do not, sir. Please hear me. They do not have any trouble getting down our road with us parked there.
That's why they
plow. But they plow with us there, and emergency vehicles make it there. This has never been It's never inhibited anything. Never, ever, ever. Actually, until now, when you didn't plow us and you buried our fire hydrant on your side of the road, not ours.
Okay, Dave, you got something else?
Yeah, I mean, listen. The alternate side is a practical solution, and here's the thing, that when it snows, if there is a set time that you, that they would do the alternate side plowing, I mean, so that you know that 11 o'clock they're coming back through here with a plow, and we have to have our car moved out in front of the sidewalk, your spot, whether you go to the ShopRite or whether you go to the doctor's or pick your kids up from school, that 11 o'clock, that they're going to come back through, and if the cars aren't moved, then they can't do it. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, how has it been fine for 10 years? All of a sudden they can't do it. They've done it for 10 years. I don't believe
the other reality, too, though,
what's
sir,
going on?
Three kids with medical needs.
I understand.
I
what
can't
you're
guarantee
saying.
Whether I know that they're coming or not, that I can.
No, what I'm saying is that if we
car.
Did that, it would be part of the ordinance that would be done at a set time.
Why is it?
But what I'm saying
over
is that after 10 years.
It has. Here's the issue that we're having.
Come down with the plow. For 10 years, we clean our side, we haven't impeded anything. That's why we were given that piece of property. So that it would no longer be borough property, it would belong to us for the privilege, I've paid taxes on it for the privilege of parking there specifically so I wouldn't get a ticket. That's what this whole situation was in the first place.
This ordinance is not a new ordinance. This ordinance has been on the books since
1985. The ticketing us and the harassing us from parking in our own home is new.
Yes, it has been in effect since 1985.
It hasn't been enforced.
The issue...
Yes. Right. That's the key. It hasn't been enforced.
It has not been enforced.
That's the key.
And I sat in the court, in this
what
court,
is,
next to an elderly woman who said this is the first time in 50 years she got this type of parking ticket. First time in 50 years. Okay. So, you know what? My parents live in South Plainfield, and every time they need to remove their car for a snow, they receive a phone call. What common decency that is from their town. What respect that is for their people. There's ways to handle it. No, not people work. It's probably not the same size as our local.
Okay,
there
here, subject to the rights of the public into those lines. The right-of-way lines.
Common
decency. Among those,
ways of handling this.
Like
she said, do you think we just want to not comply?
Okay, that the borough has a right-of-way.
No, I'm not denying that you have a right-of-way.
It is
subject
to the
right-of-way. Your right-of-way doesn't take away my
property.
And tax it on
that.
Hey, Rob.
We're not in the way.
Can I ask you folks to just not do that? We have two different conversations going on here. We don't want to miss something important from one person, you know, talking to someone else.
Oh,
okay.
You know, I was just saying that this woman in the municipal court next to me, she says, you know, I got this snow removal ticket. She says, I don't have a driveway. She says, this is the first time in 50 years, she says, that I have received a ticket. So you're going to tell me that this has been enforced? No. Okay? So, and I've been here 10 years, and it's never been enforced. There's a proper way to do this. There is a proper way, a common decency and respect. Like I was saying before, to give you just a point of reference, my parents live in South Plainfield. My mother says to me, you know, every time that we're required to remove our car from the street for snow removal, we get a phone call. I don't care if it's even an automated phone call. I don't care what kind of phone call, but you know what? That's common decency. And look how we're being treated. Do you think we just want to stand up and say, I don't want to comply with your rules? No. I have had legal documents which have been implying a certain law for 10 years. Now, this needs to be dealt with properly. Stop ticketing me. Stop harassing me. And let's deal with it properly. I don't appreciate intimidation. And I don't appreciate a lack of information.
What information are you looking for? And what information...
First of all, if we have been informed properly about you enforcing this ordinance...
Mrs. Wheeler, if I could.
We could have dealt with it before the ticketing started.
If I could, please. You came before the council. I have it written down here on the 4th of February at our last meeting, and you talked to us about your ticket. The paperwork was done. Coming here to this meeting right here saying that, you know, you got to do this legally, this right here, this, and there's no information. I'm telling you that this ordinance has been on the books since 1985. Mm. So
it's not just something that just popped up. If you, we have looked into a reverse 911 system, the tax money that would need to be raised to do that was astronomical. We can't do that. Financially, this little borough cannot do that. If you want to go back, I'm sure that the manager can talk to you about, show you where it was discussed.
What about a letter? Send a letter home.
Here's the thing. If it's going to snow at 11 o'clock tonight, you're going to get the mail 2 days later.
Then you should have sent us a letter that you're enforcing this
order. Mrs. Wheeler, ignorance to the law is no excuse.
I was already dismissed in court,
okay? You are now.
So
you are now.
Why is he back at my house
Did you
trying
get a ticket?
To ticket me?
Did you get a ticket, yes or no?
From him?
Did you get a ticket?
He said he's waiting to hear what happens here tonight.
Okay, but did you get one?
As far as I know, I haven't physically received one.
Okay. You know, listen,
he was writing down my license plate and taking pictures of my car and told me. Does it mean nothing to you that he verbally told me that I'm still going to ticket you?
It says, in your own words, it says possibly. It doesn't say that you are. In your own words, it says
right
possibly.
Here that he still
and
might
he said me. Possibly.
Well, are you going to ticket me
possibly.
Or no?
What I said before, possibly. It depends upon what the borough manager is informed by the planning board attorney who knows the municipal land use code. He's an expert on it.
If he says, no, you don't get a ticket, then you don't get a ticket.
That's what I'm asking.
Okay, listen. Over there, North Jackson Avenue has been an issue for a couple years.
I've never had an issue.
No. What I'm talking about is the part that goes around and meets up with Cattell Court. If you go back around there, somebody cut a tree down on their side of their property.
It has nothing to do with us.
But you understand that there's issues. Everybody has issues. Everybody has issues in town. There's issues on the other side of town about people parking and they can't plow. And then we get people coming to the council meeting saying, look, my road was not plowed properly. Well, you have cars parked there. We'll do something about it. It seems like...
That's not this issue.
Pardon me?
That's not this issue.
It is part of the issue.
It's all part
of the issue.
Yes, it's all issue.
Why is our survey and our ownership of our parking spot, our driveway, so to speak, not exempt us?
Why can't I park in my house when I have my car being towed?
Well, listen.
We own our parking spot.
All right.
You're thanking me for using my driveway.
All right. Can I do this?
You're telling me to vacate my property.
The question relies on the right-of-way and the easement.
And
an easement in the back of our property? I'm not aware of an easement.
I don't see any easement there.
Okay. That's quite all right. I believe it. Here's the issue. You're right. We need to take care of this legally. If there is an easement for the borough to go through there.
In the back.
What I'm saying is that part of the road, then, you know, that the borough is supposed to maintain, then you're going to have to move your cars because your previous owners agreed to that when they assumed the property.
Not what I was told, but...
Okay, and that's what we have to do. We have to find that out. And I'm sure Mrs. Copen, is quite ably.
It is commonplace for ownership to extend to the middle of the road. That does not, however, mean in all those cases there is a municipal right-of-way, probably beyond the edge of that road.
Okay, so here's what, Christine.
Well, Mr. Gruenberg, the planning board attorney, has been contacted.
When is he going to have a response for this? Can we get a time?
I want something sent to me in writing, and I'm going to take it to my lawyer. And we will, whoever needs to meet together with lawyers together and hash this out, fine. But it needs to be done properly.
It does feel, you know, honestly, when we have our court date on Monday, we expect it to be dismissed as it was for both of our neighbors on the other side of us. So to feel that we're being threatened for continuing to park on our property after it was dismissed in court feels like harassment. We're being harassed and re-ticketed. For something that was dismissed.
I understand, but you have to. Mr. Bashir just said this, that he's going to wait to get information.
But my point is, it was dismissed by the court, so he shouldn't have the right to re-ticket us on the same issue.
But if the court makes a decision without all the information,
they
had a copy of the survey.
They have a copy of the survey, but if there is an easement in there that they weren't aware of, then it becomes our responsibility. I understand what you're saying.
Then you need to bring that up.
There is an easement in the back of all
our property. You're absolutely right. And the planning board attorney is going to research that, and it's going to find out.
The neighbor down the road said it's from years ago, and he bought coal in and stuff.
Oh, the easement in the back?
Okay.
Oh, that was for the candy dippers when they had the, they call them the honey dippers, when they had the outhouses.
So I mean, I'm not arguing that the town has a right of way to maintain the road. Part of the road is your responsibility. I'm not arguing that you have a right of way to maintain the road. I'm saying your right of way should not evict me from my driveway.
I understand what you're saying.
It's subject to reasonable control by the borough.
Yeah, I think what it's all going to boil down to is what our planning board attorney, who is the municipal land use law expert, boy, that's tough to say fast, what he comes down to. Now, as soon as we get a response from him, we will ask for him to do something in writing, you know, and explain it, and we will submit that to you. And if you wish to challenge that, you know, that certainly is your right.
Now, so if your decision, if your findings come down to you can tell us to move and we're not allowed to park there during the snowstorm, that doesn't change the fact that I have three kids and no way to feasibly comply with your asking me to not park in my house.
I will work with you. The council will work with you on the alternate side of the street parking. You know what I mean? And that'll become part of the ordinance that there would be a set time.
You know,
we may find another solution between now and then too. You may come up with a different solution.
I mean, there's something that we can sit down
and work together. By all means, I want to be a cooperative.
I understand.
I don't mean to impede anything. I can't, you know, if it was as simple as I'll just park on the other side of the road or in a parking lot, I would clearly do so. There is nowhere for me to put my car.
Yeah,
you have to understand that we want to help you.
We have a fire hydrant and a stop sign.
We want to help you. And that we need to work together. I don't know who owns that grass property there.
I parked on that side. I always park on that side. I didn't get a ticket.
He was kind of pulled up
on the town property, and I didn't get a ticket.
Where's that?
On the other side of the house.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
That triangle, is that owned by the state or
the borough?
Borough
of Washington.
Oh, really?
Borough of Washington.
We own that?
Yes, we do.
Can we turn that into some parking spaces? It's a rather useful piece of land. I would love to see some pebbles go down and make space for several cars to
park. We'll look into the ownership of that and see what
I mean, it wouldn't be enough for the whole neighborhood to get off the road for you, but it would go a great way.
It's an ultimate park until it's plowed or straightened out for the day.
There would only be so much room if there's a fire hydrant and a stop sign. That's true. Oh, who said that they got, I had spoken with Christine after the first storm and the first tickets went out, and she was trying to brainstorm as to where else I could park my car. You know, she can't get it on the lawn. I said, if I get it on the lawn, you will come around and ticket me for doing that. And, oh, no, just do your best to try.
Mm-hmm.
But someone got in trouble for parking too close to the stop sign. You know, there were just, no offense, it's like you're ticket happy. And it feels like the community...
Well, one thing I can tell you to calm you a little bit, that even if any enforcement officer, whether it's code enforcement or a police officer, writes you a ticket, each time is a different occasion. You have your right in court, and then they can dismiss everyone. So you know.
I'm sorry. So you were saying that reminded me. The night that we first received tickets, that first storm that we had, what Mrs. Miller was saying is true. You know, we didn't know. We had no idea that this ordinance was about to be enforced. And I personally, due to our personal experience with foster care at the moment, we actually had to call the police. We had to dial 911 that afternoon with all that snow coming down. And two officers came to my house to help stabilize our situation at the moment. Nobody said, hey, by the way, make sure you don't park here. There's an ordinance. We're going to be giving out tickets later. No one said anything. And after the officers left my home, I departed and spent half the night in the emergency room. And I came home and I parked the car at 12 o'clock, and when I got up in the morning at 12:40, there's a parking ticket. I wasn't there half the night. They're going to come through and plow, no problem. Well, I wasn't actually parked there, but 30 minutes after returning home, I get a ticket. You know, and I'm going, we had no idea that we were not complying. We didn't know any such thing was about to be enforced. And I understand not knowing doesn't exempt us from the law, fair enough. But I don't listen to WRNJ, and I don't randomly check their website. I mean, I am now because I'm in fear of being harassed.
But I don't, I never previously, I didn't get an email, I don't check your website, I don't listen to that radio station. There should have been at least a one-time letter before the start of the new year. Hey, guess what? New ordinance, you will get ticketed. We didn't know. Had no idea I was doing anything wrong. Everyone on our street got tickets. We had no idea. We had no idea. And then secondly, the problem is there's nowhere for us to go. Thirdly, we thought we didn't have to go anywhere. We thought it was our driveway. So then after everything happened, you know, we phoned the police station. We asked about the officer who wrote the ticket. And I have been informed by the police chief, the Sergeant Wolf, several, everybody at the police department that I have spoken to in regards to this, every single officer has said, we don't support this ordinance. We don't agree with this ordinance. We're sorry. This is ridiculous. We apologize. We have to enforce it. So even the police, every single officer, not in support of it. We're sorry. We feel bad for the community. I would rather let you know I'm on your side than be punishing you for something like this. We feel for you, was the general tone from every officer that I have spoken to. And I have spoken to all of them. Every time they show up on the street, I have gone to the station to say, what is going on? I own my property. Please, are you ticketing me again? I know we're not writing any tickets, is what I was told today. Rudy was there trying to ticket the other people on the street. So if the police won't ticket us, why can your code enforcer? It feels like harassment. And it's not, you know, I will lawyer up just as quickly as Mrs. Wheeler will. I will call Fox 5 News and tell them how hometown friendly.
Yeah, we can go on all night long debating this. Yeah, not to cut you off, but we're going to do what we have to do and get the information and send you at least a letter, correct? And take it from there.
In the meantime,
if it snows, what can I tell you?
If you do get more tickets, just you have a very reasonable explanation. You can go to court. And,
we know that the police aren't going to be giving them a ticket.
Right.
So you're probably not. The code enforcement officer is waiting until we have the information from the attorney.
In general,
so this upcoming event.
You know, they won't say, just fight your ticket. We can't keep missing a day's pay and going to court over and over for parking in our driveway.
Actually, each occasion you can get for anything.
But it's not right. It doesn't make it right.
I didn't say it. It's right or wrong. I'm not making a judgment call on anything.
I don't think there's anything more we can do here this evening. We're still, you know, until we get our information from Mr. Gruenberg.
Right.
Is there a timeline? Is there anything we can expect?
You called him today, correct?
I hope to hear from him within the next day. Okay. Hopefully we'll have something in writing by Friday or Monday.
Okay. And from, you know, if those findings are still problematic to us, then what?
Look to you for that, then it's a law problem?
I think that they would have the right to present whatever they would present if they were ticketed and get a lawyer to present their point of view if they decided to do so.
And that would be for the ticket itself. I think we're looking a little farther ahead of that. Would that be a legal challenge against the borough of Washington from them?
Depending on what they decided to do.
Okay.
I think it would be fair to not ticket us until this is resolved properly in a court of law, if that's what it takes.
And we've already said that's what's going to, well, at least until we have the planning board attorney's opinion.
That's not what I'm saying. We need to have a chance then to respond with our attorney and come to the conclusions of to what is exactly in the survey and what not only has been contractually done for me 10 years ago, but what has been implied for 10 years. That will also hold up in a court of law, and I want that chance before you continue to ticket me.
Well, we cannot tell our law enforcement personnel to not enforce something that's on the books unless there is a debate over it. Once we have an opinion from the attorneys, you know, that takes care of the debate until it goes into court.
That would be very unfortunate. For the last 6 years, we've been exempt from the overnight parking and from other things because we own our parking, you know, our driveway. Why it has to come to this now?
Who told you that's why you were exempted before?
No, to my understanding of other neighbors that have been around a lot longer and in the town a lot longer than I have, this came about. We were deeded our parking spot to exempt us from your no overnight parking ordinance way back.
But you're misinformed by the...
Well, I don't check. No. I still, my point, sir, is just that it's never, it hasn't been a problem. We are 5, 6, 7, 8 houses on Little North Jackson Avenue.
Just like we said before, okay?
And the trucks make it through without...
We understand that, but just like we said before, when we hear from the attorneys, you both will receive a letter from Christine as to what our position is and what actions if we're going to take, if we're going to take any. And let's go from there. I mean, we can stay here all night long and debate it, but it's not going to help us.
For those years, too, we didn't have big snowstorms like we've had this year.
No, I know, this has been a brutal winter.
So this is really, you know, something to take into consideration, too. And you guys have, you know, some things to say.
We got to cut you off.
No, no, I know, I know.
It's going over, and you're frustrated, we understand that.
But still, it's enough to plow.
They can fit the big, big pile that came down Saturday, did a Saturday or Friday night, the big truck can make it in there, and they usually use the little one. He had plenty of it, the front end loader was there, I picked it up.
Also, part of the issue isn't just the plow trucks, it's the fire department trucks.
Your garbage trucks got stuck because after the last snowstorm, you didn't come and plow the other side of the road. And I mean, I have photos of everything, I have photos of the day we were ticketed, I have photos of the bad plowing job at the end of the road in which the garbage trucks got stuck in. I, you know, have photos each day of where we parked, of our fire hydrant, how buried it is, and of what's going on outside our front door. So that, it's never been a problem. Why now?
You know, that's a question that is unanswerable, you know, it's just, it's the way things have gone.
That's the other issue on here. Is it true that we're not going to be, the other side of the road that's been plowed for the 10 years I've been here, is it not going to be plowed? Who's in charge of that?
Who said it wasn't being plowed?
It hasn't been plowed.
It was plowed. I need more information. Right. Other side of the road is what? Jackson or?
It's all North Jackson.
Okay.
Here's my house. It's all North Jackson. That's right. We're deeded, you know, to the middle of the road.
There was a problem, I understand.
The plows have no trouble fitting, have always come down. On the other side of where we're all parked in the road, and they have plowed us out, no problem.
You will be plowed if it's snow.
That's the information I got.
But we weren't...
They were there Friday and Saturday.
I have photos.
They were there with the loader, your husband just confirmed that.
They were there Saturday.
The loader after the 13th, came and moved the big pile that wasn't plowed at the end of the road after the garbage truck.
You will be plowed.
But you had asked me about a letter years ago saying that we weren't being plowed. You know, so I just wondered if that was alluding to, if you're saying you own your parking spot, we're not plowing you.
That was a letter, I believe, that was sent from a previous manager to people on Cattell.
I'd say, because it wasn't...
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't...
The door that goes in the back.
Exactly.
Okay. We were just wondering if we're now, you know, we're upset, we're saying we own our parking spot, and suddenly we don't get plowed for the first time that we've ever lived there.
You know, another part of this problem that you brought up, and I think it's good that... We do need to work on maybe this notification system of our citizens to try to get the word out a little bit, you know, even for all the change of any laws or, you know, ordinances that we have, because I guess, yeah, they feel like, well, I didn't even know, you know.
We didn't.
So I understand that.
We would have addressed it then. We would have gone, wait a minute, I don't have anywhere to move to. What do you want me to do? How can I do this? But it's all after the fact, and we're missing a day of pay to go to court and...
I promise you this, that we'll definitely work, at least I will, and look into, you know, this notification, better some way to notify everybody of anything that we, you know.
My suggestion to him is that it comes down, and his opinion is opposing to their view, that maybe we could get together with the streets committee, with the resident, everybody on North Jackson there, and sit down and bring some ideas back to the council.
Would you like to do?
That would be very amenable.
You're the chairperson of the street committee, are you not, sir? So, yes. So that would be, if you would like to do that, that's certainly your call.
Okay. Once we get that information,
we'll go from there.
We'll set something up.
Well, thank you.
When they're completed and approved, then you can have a hard copy. The audio is available within 2 days on our website.
That's what you're talking about, Bill,
for right now.
Okay. So are you going to mail me a copy?
Of minutes?
Normally, an OPR request would have to be filled out, so if you want to just fill one out quickly.
What is it called?
An OPR request.
Open Public Records Act.
Our minutes are also on our website as soon as they're approved by the governing body. So you could print them out.
They're going to be the same? Exactly the same?
They are exactly the same.
Because we have a tape, so the meetings are taped.
You'll have the audio and you'll have a hard copy right there online as soon as they're approved.
They can only be approved at an open public meeting.
And what's that going to be?
Whenever they are available, then they're put on the agenda for a public meeting to be voted on by council to be approved.
When is that going to be?
The first meeting in March would be the goal.
So it won't be able to get a copy until the first meeting in March?
After the first meeting in March.
A hard copy, but Christine said you could listen to a recording at least, or whatever in the meantime, right? Two days later, or something like that, available?
Anyone else?
I then, Mr. Mayor, would make a motion to close the audience.
Okay, is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Make a motion to receive and file the reports as presented.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of the reports? Hearing none?
Well, I do have this one. On that municipal court report, I had mentioned Christine too. It looks like it's very hard to get the gist of it. It seems that it's like, to me, a bookkeeping report showing just cash disbursements. Very, you know, hard to understand. So, you know, I'd prefer to see if, you know, there's an agreement, we can get something that has shows the revenues and expenditures that the court has, so we can, you know, work on that.
The only expenditures they would have is what we're contractually.
Well, that's what they're showing in this report.
But it's on here.
No, they're showing, actually, Rob, they're showing us what they paid to us.
To us.
That would be the revenue to the borough.
Right.
That's the only thing that they're showing right now?
Well, they show it goes to the state, what goes to the county.
Yeah, so it's showing all their cash disbursements. Right, so, okay.
Any other comments?
That was my comment.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'm sorry.
On the rec report, which in parentheses, that means it's a negative or a plus?
In financial document?
Yeah.
Anything in parentheses usually is a negative.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Do we have any committee reports this evening? There's no old business. That brings us to new business. Resolution 28-2014, release of winter grading bonds.
I make a motion.
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion on this one?
Now, is that for Ryan Holmes or is that Jade Acquisition?
It's Ryan Holmes.
Ryan Holmes. Okay.
Very convoluted process that you share. The one it sells to one and then back to the other one and then it goes. Okay. Roll call, please.
Connery?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
29-2014, to void and replace a check.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion on that one? Another roll call, please.
Torres?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Okay, approval of the Washington Women's Club raffle for 323.
Second, make that motion.
Okay. Any discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? An approval of an ABC license for the Washington Borough Fire Department for the benefit of Craig Hickey.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Opposed? And any abstentions?
Yes, thank
you. Approval of the Warren County Municipal Aid and Assistance Memorandum of Understanding. It's here for discussion. I
don't see any reason why we wouldn't do this personally. Everybody agrees with that?
I'm abstaining from that vote.
Okay. Your reason?
My sons are employees.
So would we like to go forward with having the resolution drafted?
Yes.
For our next meeting?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? And resolution 32014, redemption of the tax certificate.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that one? Another roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Gara?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
The resolution 31-2014 listed on the agenda is a typographical error, so we won't be doing that.
Wait, we're supporting the state.
Actually, it'll be on the next agenda. I wasn't ready for this one.
Okay.
Didn't make it, huh?
Didn't make it. Not with all the snow.
Okay, vouchers.
Oh, boy.
Somebody like to make the motion to pay our bills?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, I think that's our company registry score.
For our recap.
I have that Dawson and I will work to put together a cost analysis on the Pleasant Valley Mill Dam to either decommission or maintain. We will prepare the handicap parking space ordinance to remove the three spaces.
Oh, is it three or four now?
Well, there's one, and then I thought you had two more.
Well, yeah, you look at the other ones that were proposed. And
it was three.
Oh, okay, so I'm not...
Yeah, there was three.
Okay. Okay. I thought it was one plus three.
I'm not sure.
I forget.
I don't have the paperwork in front of me, but... Yeah.
Okay, so we'll look removal of handicap parking
right.
spaces.
But put them all in one ordinance in this way. Whatever.
Dave said the streets committee would handle that.
Yes.
Okay.
Contact the sewer engineer about the information regarding...
South Park, basically.
Yes. Reach out, get an answer from Steve Gruenberg as soon as possible. And that's all I have, Mayor.
That brings us to our council remarks. Mr. Torres.
I have no other remarks. Okay.
Mrs. Conway.
Question. Christine, did anybody look at that street on Park Avenue? Did you get a chance? Now, when you go through there, you can't even get through there. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Is that that corner we were
on? Yeah, corner. It's even worse now.
I don't know if they've actually gone out there. Everybody's been pretty busy with the snow, but I will send somebody out this week.
I mean, it's piles of snow, but it's just very bad.
Okay.
Someone's
okay.
parking on the exact corner.
Exactly.
Yes.
On the corner.
Exactly.
Right on the corner.
That's my neighbor's house, and that's not her car. That's someone parking on that corner, and it's waiting for someone to clobber.
It's waiting for a bad accident.
Okay.
Tell me that.
Anything else, Ms. Conway?
Nothing.
I just wanted to get that.
Mr. Thompson.
Think you guys did a good job. The plowing. If they could tap the average a little better, that's the only point I have. Other than that, be safe. Stay warm.
Need to get some fire.
Jones.
Waiting for spring.
Mr. Higgins.
Why, yes. I'm glad you came to me last. We can talk about the budget workshop, right?
Sure.
We also need to set a date for the next one.
Okay. I personally don't believe we'll need another one.
Mm.
After some careful consideration and driving the loads of the borough, I might have come to my senses a little bit.
maybe I was rattled into my senses by the holes in the road.
Hello.
So I think that if we can find an additional $3,000 somewhere else, I think we need to put $10,000 back into the budget for hot patch, not cold patch.
Hot patch
is a permanent patch that goes in the spring.
Cold patch lasts about a week in this weather.
I'm only one vote, but, you know.
No, you have my support on that issue, too.
We don't need to take a vote on that, do we? A consensus.
Is $10,000 enough?
Yeah.
Well, Natasha and I can put it in the budget. If you're asking me to remove $3,000 from somewhere and put $10,000 in streets and roads.
Yes. If that's doable.
Take a look at it.
Did we check on the grant yet for?
My next thing on here.
Oh, okay.
For North Lincoln. We haven't heard anything from the Department of Transportation.
Okay.
All right. I have access to a list of grants. Phillipsburg just got $500,000 to do sidewalks. You know what I mean? Sidewalks and some road improvements. $500,000. And that's from the state. So I'm going to look into that, and I'll give it all to you. Let's see here. Okay, so we got the regular budget, the hot patch, all that. That's good with everybody?
We can take a look at it, sure.
Okay, that's good with me. The sewer budget.
We have to discuss that.
Yeah, we can discuss that. Here's the thing. Do you want to talk about that? I made a proposal offhand to Natasha when she was here the other night, because we mentioned the sewer budget and all that other stuff. And what I said was I wanted $2.50 a month taken off of that bill. Is that doable?
It is doable. Natasha and I talked about it today.
The bill now, $52? Yes.
It only reduces the revenue that we bring in by $117,000, I think. And we're both comfortable with that number. If council wishes to do that, we can do it.
We need a sewer budget meeting, do we?
No.
Because if we do, I'll probably go back and ask for $3.
And we're not comfortable with $3.
That's your little stick. Let's not do it.
No, I'm saying if we go back into it to talk about it more, I'm going to probably
vote more. No, but Dave, fill us in again about the background. Okay, leading into the whole reason that the sewer was raised, these charges from the beginning.
All right, listen. Basically, what it comes down to is we robbed Peter to pay Paul interfunds, and we took a large chunk of sewer surplus to offset the operating costs, and we depleted our fund balance. Now we have a healthy fund balance, and I think it's time that we give, although it's minimal, $30 a year. We give $30 a year back to the people of the town that they could take to their family and pay for half a dinner or something.
Right.
$30. You know what I mean? So I'm okay with that, if everybody else is okay with that. And if you schedule a budget workshop, I probably won't attend.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask for three if it happened.
Well, schedule it.
You want to see what happens, huh?
But I'm only one vote. Okay, one other thing. I received... I stopped counting after four. So to me, is four a lot? Yeah, four is a lot. The corners of the sidewalks here in town, they're only wide enough, you've got to turn sideways to walk through them. I assured people that they were going to be cleared. When? I couldn't say, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I directed them to you.
Yeah, you
kind of did. When? When? It happened at about 2:15 today. I mean, it was nonstop.
Sidewalks where, though?
The corners, the intersections.
Right down here.
Wherever there's a light. You know what I mean? Wherever there's a light, people are
shoveling.
We had shovelers out all day today, and they were doing
that.
Actually, I looked at some of the places, Christine, it's only that wide.
Go right down here to the corner of the traffic
light.
Some
of it is not all the way down. You got to walk over a big chunk of ice. To get... through, I mean...
That's not unique to us.
I understand that, but
you got to get
your number.
Yeah, well...
Would you get your...
Coming from our corner...
I dealt with it already at my job, and I...
You know what I mean?
Almost carry them.
Yeah. I'm just saying that...
Yeah.
I told people that I would address it today, but I think it does become a safety thing, because I did look right here, it's a...
Oh, yeah. Over here, and going across the post office.
And who's responsible for that, Mr. Attorney?
The property owner.
The, well, it depends on what type of property it's...
We're talking at intersections, where we put down the...
We are.
You know, the mats for the handicap and the handicap curb.
Are you talking about on the sidewalk or in the roadway?
I'm talking about sidewalk leading to the roadway.
Well, if it's on the sidewalk, if it's a commercial property, the commercial property owner is supposed to be clearing it.
If it's in the roadway?
Well, then it's the borough.
Or the state.
Or the state, or the county.
Well, whoever is the owner of the roadway, right.
Start like 57 Dog Avenue.
We had shovelers out all day today doing crosswalks, like in front of commercial property owners.
The snow removal stuff is a pain in the rear end, as I'm surprised I haven't called from the bid yet, or haven't.
I have.
You have. Okay.
From there?
Bid.
That removal snow?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we, Christine and I have discussed that.
Yeah, okay. Anything that we all need to know?
As soon as we catch a break, we'll get them out there.
Anything else, Dave?
Yeah, I did, I was here, I talked to Christine earlier today, about 11:30, 12 o'clock, somewhere around there. I left here, I went down to see the guys at the road department. the roof.
Oh, right, the roof, sorry, I forgot. Well, it's just happened. Usually I put these things in my weekly report.
I know.
The snow slid off the roof and took two chimneys down. Mr. Bird is getting three quotes to have those chimneys replaced. And we have filed a claim with our insurance carrier.
Okay, good.
Metal chimneys?
That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah.
The insurance was going to take care.
Anything you can in the furnace?
Yeah, what were those chimneys for? Were they just,
It's the chimney furnace.
Oh.
It's the furnace.
It's the
chimney of the furnace.
It's the exhaust for the furnace.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Other than that, that front end loader works great.
It does. And we are out of salt, in case anybody...
Oh, I know that, yeah. I was there when a grip truck came.
The only thing I have is that, I think our road department has been doing a great job. You know, we do have to have the public understand that they all have CDL licenses, and that limits the amount of hours that they can work in a row before they have to, take time off, for the safety of the road department and the trucks and everybody else. Also, I think we all had an email today in noticing that Hackettstown is doing an alternate side of the street type of thing for snow emergencies. Maybe that's something that the Streets Committee could look into to see if that's feasible here.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you get this much snow, it doesn't matter what side you park on. They only have a limited spot to put it.
Right.
Like in our road, you get one car through. And it's not because...
Carlton is the same way. I noticed that coming in today.
Where the snow ends up, when they plow.
Yeah.
So, it's...
Well, I think the purpose of that was so they could get closer to the curbs in particular, during their, for lack of a better term, their down times.
Emergency vehicle getting through that, I think it's my mirror.
Yes.
Speaking of that, downtime and the snow removal, somebody sent me, actually not me, but my wife, because she's on Facebook, they sent her a video of snow removal. Now, It's pretty cool. What it is a gigantic snow blower.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second, hear me out.
They have it to Easton.
That attaches, they have one in Allentown that attaches to the
front end loader.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all done by hydraulics. And what it is, if you ever seen in a cornfield when they're doing corn or oats or anything and it shoots out and they drive the truck next to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boom, they're going down the road, and they're clipping down the road, and it's going right in the dump truck. One dump truck gets full, moves, boom, the next dump truck comes in, and it's a continuation.
Yeah, Easton has something similar.
Now, what I found out is Allentown actually rents theirs. They'll rent theirs out.
Uh-huh.
You might want to check that, see how much they charge.
In one of the magazines, they have to
what
sell
is it called?
It's a adaptive snowblower.
For all intents and purposes, it's a
giant snowblower.
Front-end loader-mounted snowblower.
Right. Snow picker. Or a corn picker or snow picker.
Yeah.
And maybe for future, you know, like maybe next year's budget, you guys might want to talk about like a bobcat or something, a skid steer or something for downtown or something to get in and out of these things, you know. But that's for next year.
Well, that was all that I had. Thanks, Dave. If there's nothing else, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
No executive session?
No.
Okay.
All right.
So be it. Do we have the motion?
Yes, thank you.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.